We are joined by Bishop Fenwick head football coach Dave Woods. Dave, welcome.
Well, hey, Bill. good to be on again. Thanks for having me.
Always good talking with you, Dave. I want to talk about last week's game. We'll talk about this week's game coming up on Thursday night. But first, last week, a win at St. Mary's in double overtime. But let's tell me about the game before you get to the overtime, if you will. What was happening in that game as you saw it?
Sure. So we kind of started the game a little slow. They came out and scored in their first two drives, and we were kind of back on our heels a little bit. And I'm like, geez, are they really that much better than this? Is this going to be a blowout? And then we got a long touchdown pass from Bryce to Costa Beach, and that kind of woke us up a little bit. And then from there on, I thought our defense really played great. They didn't score the rest of the game, and we did a pretty good job against them defensively from there on out. And the offense, you know, we kept kind of moving the ball, getting it down the red zone. I made a bad play call, or we go sides, have a sack. So we just couldn't put the ball in the end zone in regulation up until the last minute or so. But, again, St. Mary's played great. They're a great defensive team, and their kids just get after it. They bring it. They play great football. So give them all the credit for us not being able to get in the end zone. But that's pretty much what the game was until the very end, the last minute, which was kind of crazy, I think.
All right, so I can't believe a bad play call, Dave. That doesn't ring.
Yeah, no, never happened.
Doesn't ring true with what I know. Okay, now tell me about the last minute then.
Yeah, so they had the ball and they were kind of grinding out the clock, and we had started to use our timeouts, and they got a first down. I don't know, a minute and a half or so left, and I think we only had one timeout left, so it didn't look too good. And then they fumbled. The quarterback tailback exchange got messed up. They fumbled. We recovered. And then Bryce did a phenomenal job. Bryce and the receivers. You know, we ran some. We got improvised a little and ran some stuff, some routes that we hadn't run before. And again, Bryce did a great job reading the coverage and throwing to the open guy. And he hit Costa with 50 seconds left or so for a touchdown. We kicked the extra point and sent it to overtime.
You know, it's funny, Dave, not funny, but I mean, you in our previous two interviews, I believe each time you've talked about the flexibility and how the team can improvise. And there's a classic example, I guess, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So again, you know, we called a play that we'd never really run before, and we just, you know, told everybody what to do, and they did it. And Bryce read it perfect and hit the open guy. It was kind of fun. It was like throwing it up in the sand, and then let's see if we can make it work.
There you go. Hey, so now we go to overtime, and it goes to two overtime. So give me a note or two out of the overtimes.
Sure. So I thought by that point, again, St. Mary's, they had some kids that were a little banged up. You know, both teams had two tough games. You know, we played Swampscott the week before. They played Fiend the week before. So both teams were a little banged up and weren't at 100% in the overtime. So we got the ball first. We scored on our second play, and then we tried to run the same play for the two-point conversion, and they stopped us. So then they got the ball. Same thing. You know, they scored on, I think, their third play, and they ran a two-point conversion, and our linebackers, Aiden Breen and Anthony Nichols, came up huge and made the stop right on the one-yard line. So it went to a second overtime. The second overtime, we went on defense first. And again, at this point, I think everybody in the game was pretty tired, and St. Mary's really couldn't get anything going. So they went, you know, they ran four plays, didn't get any yards. And so my thought was we were just going to run a couple of plays and kick a field goal and win the game. But Anthony Nichols had other plans, I guess.
So he caught the winning touchdown pass, right?
It was a run, yeah.
Oh, a run. I'm sorry. Yep.
Yep. It was a little counter with him. And again, he broke a tackle, broke to the outside, and made a guy miss and scored. So it was a hard-fought victory for sure. Two very good football teams, and both teams, I thought, played very well. There was some turnovers, but that happens when teams are playing hard. And, again, it was a great high school football game. At the end of regulation, we went out for the coin toss, and I talked briefly with Sean Driscoll, and I said, man, what a game. Both teams just played their hearts out. It was a great game.
All right, Dave, just a couple of quick notes on your team. You've watched the video probably from that game, and happily. And then tell me how do you grade out a couple of players on each side of the football that really performed well for Fenwick?
Sure. Again, I thought Aiden Breen had a phenomenal game on defense. He's played great all year, and he's come up with some huge plays and key moments. You know, he had the pick six against Swampscott to put the game away. He came up with the fumble. He recovered the fumble to give us the ball, give us a chance with a minute and a half left. And then again, he had the big stop on David Brown on the goal line in overtime. So I thought Aiden, he makes a lot of plays that you don't really see until you watch the film, and then it's very impressive. So Aiden played great. I thought Costa Beecham and Bryce played great, both of them on both sides of the ball. Costa had an interception on a phenomenal play, and his first touchdown was right down the sideline, and he made a great catch and just outran everybody down the sideline. So Costa had a great game, too.
All right, Dave, quick note. Cardinal Spellman coming in Thursday night against 7 o'clock kickoff at Fenwick and this week. Put that game into context for us. I know they're what? I think they're 2-2 overall. You guys 4-0. But I think they're what? 1-1 in the league. So tell me about the preview for this game.
So short week, you know, for both teams. But the only thing I told our guys is last year, St. Mary's won the league. St. Mary's and Bishop Feehan won the league, and St. Mary's beat us, and they beat Feehan, and then they went and lost to Spellman. So anybody can beat anybody on any night, and Cardinal Spellman is certainly capable of beating us. So we had a great day of practice yesterday, and hopefully we have another good day today. The kids have the right mindset to just focus on the task at hand every day and get better every day, and we're looking forward to playing back home under the lights on Donaldson.
Gotcha. Dave, anything else to share with us? Any other player updates to share with us going into Thursday's game?
The only thing I would add from last week is Aiden Byrne, a sophomore, got his first start on the offensive line at center. And again, he did a great job. Tommy Falasco, their D-tackle, nose guard, is one of the best players in the league. And I thought Aiden did a great job being a sophomore and getting his first start.
Yeah, definitely a very tough league again this year, for sure, and some tight games the last few weeks, actually, for sure. And we'll see what happens on Thursday. Dave, thanks so much for your time, and always good talking with you.
All right. Thanks very much, Bill.
All right. Take care. There he is, Dave Woods, head football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School.